This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Mr. President, what was the banking crisis?
You heard reporters asking U.S. President Joe Biden as he got off Air Force One on Sunday night what he planned to do about Friday's failure of Silicon Valley Bank. You can just hear him in the background saying he'll address the issue Monday morning as the federal government announces actions to shore up deposits and stem any broader financial fallout from the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Earlier, the president said in a statement that the solution ensures that taxpayer dollars are not put at risk.
The
voice of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in less than a week, starting from March 6th, we managed to kill more than 1,100 enemy soldiers in the Bakhmut sector alone. He said those Russian deaths are an irreversible loss for Russia. Zelensky added that at least 1,500 more soldiers were wounded too seriously to go back to the battlefield. He added that dozens of pieces of enemy equipment were destroyed, as were more than 10 Russian ammunition depots. The report was not independently verified. Zelensky also said he's bestowed the title Hero of Ukraine on soldier Oleksandr Matsyevsky, whose death in a hail of bullets was captured on video and went viral. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak flew to the United States on Sunday to meet U.S. President Joe Biden and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in order to finalize details of a submarine pact aimed at countering China. Britain, the United States, and Australia announced the plan in 2021 as part of efforts to counter China's growing military footprint in the Indo-Pacific region. The meeting in San Diego is expected to decide the next steps for Australia to get nuclear-powered submarines. News. The French Senate on Saturday adopted President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform plan in the wake of a seventh day of demonstrations that were not as large as authorities had expected. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
195 members of the French Parliament's upper house voted for the text, whose key measure is raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. 112 voted against. The protests and rolling strikes that have affected refineries, public transport, and garbage collections aim to pressure the government to withdraw the pension plan. But the government believes the change is essential to ensure the pension system does not run out of money. Now that the Senate has adopted the bill, it will be reviewed by a joint committee of lower and upper house lawmakers, likely on Wednesday, when an additional day of nationwide strikes and protests are planned.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. A new study finds long-term evidence that actively monitoring localized prostate cancer rather than taking action can be a safe option. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
British researchers studied 1,600 patients with prostate cancer in the UK who were randomly assigned surgery, radiation, or active monitoring. In all three groups after 15 years, the survival rate was very high. 97%, regardless of the treatment option. Lead study author, Dr. Freddie Hamdy at the University of Oxford, says this is great news for men diagnosed with localized prostate cancer, and they shouldn't panic or rush a treatment decision. Others note those who can hold off on treatment can avoid the possible side effects of sexual difficulties or incontinence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden is expected to announce sweeping protections for more than 16 million acres of land and water in Alaska on Monday as he prepares to approve a massive oil drilling project that has drawn intense criticism from climate activists. The president is expected to declare the entire Arctic Ocean off limits to oil and gas leasing and development. The news comes from an administration official who spoke to AP on condition of anonymity ahead of that announcement. Ki Huy Quan, the Vietnamese-born actor who as a child appeared in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, has won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Waymond Wang in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. In his acceptance speech, Quan said, "Dreams are something you have to believe in. I almost gave up on mine. To all of you out there, please keep your dreams alive." And the Chicago River was dyed green on Saturday as part of an annual tradition marking the St. Patrick's Day holiday. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.